You can hear some sounds in the distance. You just listen carefully. Some traffic, some voices in the distance, various little sounds. Those sounds are not away from your awareness. There's no distance between your awareness, your being, the conscious awareness, and those sounds. But your awareness is in no way dependent on the sounds. If the sounds were to stop, you would be fine. There wouldn't be a flicker of change in your awareness. The sounds simply would not be there. But your presence remains the same. That is true with any experience that I might have. Any experience that comes and goes, any experience through my five sense organs to begin with, the experiences are not away from awareness, but awareness is not dependent on the presence or absence of those experiences. The experiences of the physical world are gained only through my sense perception. Sense of hearing, the eyes, sense of touch. Sense of smell, sense of taste. I gain experiences through these five sense organs. The experiences take place in awareness. When the experiences are there, awareness is. When the experiences are gone, awareness is. awareness is free from, independent of the experience, though the experience is not independent or away from awareness. Without awareness, the experience would not be known. But without the experience, awareness is known, being self-evident, self-effulgent. Awareness is its own experience. The physical body is an object of experience through the five sense organs. If my mind should be daydreaming, lost in thought, thinking about something else, not engaged with the sense organs, at that time, there's no experience of the physical body. At that time, the awareness is simply illumining whatever is going on in the mind not being engaged. We're not engaging the sense organs, then whatever thoughts are taking place in the mind, our feelings, imaginations, that is what is being illumined, known. When the mind is, when the thoughts are, when the feelings are, awareness is. When the thoughts change, when the feelings change, when the mind is silent or in deep sleep, awareness is. The presence or absence of an experience is the presence or absence of the experience. It is not the presence or absence of awareness. Awareness is the constant. So knowing myself or recognizing myself doesn't have to do with gaining an experience of myself, but rather recognizing the self-experience that never goes away. That self-evident awareness that I cannot negate in past, present, and future. That self-evident awareness that is present when the sound is and when the sound is not. When the perception is, when the perception is not. When the thought is, when the thought is not. That awareness that I can't change in any way, that I can't dismiss, that I can't cover. Recognizing the constancy of my being. Is a different type of recognition than trying to have an experience of something that is not here right now. Yourself is here now. When I ask, who am I? I am the one who is always here, present to every changing experience. The one who can never be negated or lost or covered. Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam. Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam. Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina. Vyasena Kratitam Purana Munina. Madhye Mahabharatam. Madhye Mahabharatam. Advaitam Ritavarshinim Bhagavatim. Advaitam Ritavarshinim Bhagavatim. Ashtadashajayinim. Ashtadashajayinim. Ambatvam Anisantadami. Ambatvam Anisantadami. Bhagavad Gita Bhavadvaishinim. Bhagavad Gita Bhavadvaishini. We're in verse 36. We're still, Arjuna is now still making a case to Lord Krishna about why it is really a dharmic to continue on with this war, that he should really stop and not get involved with it. And this is, he has so many reasons when he's standing out in the middle of the two sides and seeing only his family members there. And the whole Kula, actually, the whole society is there. All of the men are there in the whole Kula. And on both sides are his family and his teachers. And as he kind of imagines what's going to happen as they're all being destroyed, he can't see any good to come of this, either in terms of drishta, the immediate results, or adrishta, in terms of punya and papa. And so he's presenting a case to Arjuna, to Lord Krishna, because as a kshatriya, it's his duty to fight for dharma. Right? And so how Arjuna is seeing it is, yes, superficially, this is, I am going to be upholding dharma. But it's only superficial, says Arjuna's thinking. It's only superficial because when we really analyze what's going to be happening, I'm really creating a total mess that's going to result just in layer upon layer and generation of adharma. And so for this immediate gain of dharma, all I see, you know, is a huge adharma, both in terms of the drishta, the immediate results, the physical results of the action, and also adrishta. So he's talking about that now. So he says, Nihatya dharktarashtranaha, Nihatya dharktarashtranaha, Ka pritiv satyanaritana, Ka pritiv satyanaritana, Papa me vashrayet asman. Papa e vashrayet asman. Hatvaitan aptatayinaha. Hatvaitan aptatayinaha. Sandhi. Nihatya dartarashtran naha ka pritihi syat janardana. Papam eva ashrayet asman hatva etan atatayinaha. Nihatya is a past passive participle, is an indeclinable past participle, nihatya. Having killed nihatya, dartarashtran, accused of pearl, so nihatya dartarashtran. Having killed all of the sons of Dhritarashtra, 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, his whole family, starting with Duryodhana. So Nihatya Dhritarashtran, having killed them, Naha Ka Pritihi Syat. Ka Pritihi is feminine. Pritihi, it's a short e-ending noun, Pritihi, nominative singular. Ka is feminine, means Ka Pritihi Syat. What would be the happiness? What happiness would there be, naha, for us? You haven't learned pronouns yet. Naha is in the, you can take it as the genitive singular, genitive plural, I'm sorry. What happiness, syat, potential, what happiness would there be for us? Ka pritihi syat, Janardana, hey Janardana, the one who punishes the foes, the one who punishes the adharmis is for Janardana. It's a name for Krishna. So having, hey Krishna, hey Janardana, having killed the sons of Dhritarashtra, what would be the priti? What would be the happiness for us? What happiness or pleasure, satisfaction would we gain out of from that? Papam eva ashriyate asman. Sin, papa, okay? Papa alone, papam eva ashriyate, would come to us. Asman is accusative plural. Ashriyate, it would land on us. It would abide in us. In English, we would say, papa alone, ashriyate, would reside in us. Asman is accusative plural. So papam is neuter, non with the singular. So papam eva ashriyate asman. Papa alone would come to us. Hatwa, indeclinable past participle, hatwa, having killed these, atatayinaha. Atatayinaha, an atatayin, this is an interesting word, an atati, actually it's not atati, it's atatayinaha, no, he has etan, atatayin, okay, atatayin. An atatayi, there's a nice verse on that, I wrote it down. An atatayi is it's a terrible person. Okay. First of all, it's a terrible person. Okay. What have they done? It's a wrongdoer. Who falls into the group of these atatayis? An agnidaha, an arsonist, someone who starts fires. Garadaha. Garadaha is a person who poisons. If you were to poison somebody, kill somebody through poison, that's an atatayi. Another one is a shastra unmataha, somebody who's gone crazy. Unmata is mad with their weapon. What they really mean by that, though, is somebody who has a weapon and strikes a person with their weapon, an unarmed person. Goes after an unarmed person with their weapon. That's what it means. But the words actually mean one who is crazed, has gone mad with their weapon. And so they can be deluded with, just, I mean, think about it. They're deluded with rage or fury or greed or something. They've gone crazy with their weapon. So it's not, this isn't warfare, right? They've gone crazy with their weapon and they attack an unarmed person, right? So that's a shastra unmataha. Dana apahaha, somebody who steals your wealth. Kshetra dada haraha, someone who steals your land. Kshetra is your land. Dada is your wife. Right? So these six things are what make up an atati, atatin. Right? So now, Arjuna is calling the sons of Dhritarashtra, atatayinaha, nominative plural, right? Having killed these atatayins, right? He says, what happiness would we get from that? Because Papa alone would come to us from killing these people. He calls them, you know, first of all, they're the sons of Dhritarashtra, but they are atatayis. They tried to poison Bhima. They tried to burn, to kill all of the Pandavas through burning the wax house, right? They stole their land. They stole their money. They abused Draupadi, you know, and tried to steal Draupadi also. So they've committed all of these sins. So Arjuna is not just using the word lightly. Actually, they qualify, you know, not with just one or two of these. They qualify with all of them, so he's using the word very consciously. So he says, having killed the sons of Dhritarashtra, what priti, what love or what positive satisfaction or well-being would there be for us, hey Janardana? Janardana, the one who punishes people. See, for Janardana is the one who, Lord Krishna, as the Lord, it will send the adharmis to Nataka, right? To Nataka, it's kind of at one of the hell worlds. So Krishna will send, as Bhagavan, will send the Adharmis to the hell worlds. He will punish the Adharmis, right? And so now it's interesting. Arjuna is using this word for Krishna. Hey, Janardana, you are one who punishes the Adharmis, you know? But he's saying that, but now am I supposed to punish the Adharmis? Because here, these people could not be more Adharmis than they are. They're Atitayins, right? But they're also the sons of Dhritarashtra. So they're part of our family. So now, if I kill these people, if I kill them, right, won't Papa, even though they're Atitayis, won't Papa come to us having killed them? And now that's his kind of preamble. That's what he's just starting out with that. Won't Papa come to us if we kill these sons of Dhritarashtra, even though they're Atitayis? And he says, hey, Krishna, you're the one that sends all of the people to hell, you know, the Adharmis to hell. Now what I'm saying is, even though these people are Atitayis, they are the sons of Dhritarashtra. They're my family. Won't sin come to us? Even though they're Atitayis, won't sin come to us having killed them? So that's how he's starting his argument. And he goes on now to kind of explain his thinking. He says, Tasman narha vayam hantum, tasman narha havayam hantum, dartarashtran svabandhanan, dartarashtran svabandhanan, swajanam hikatam hatwa, swajanam hikatam hatwa, sukhinasyama matava, sukhinasyama matava. Says, tasmat na arhaha vayam hantum. What did you have to share? Yeah. On page 17. Verse 37. Tasman na arhaha vayam hantum dartarashtran svabandhavan svajanam hi katam hatwa sukhinaha syama matava. Tasmat, therefore, he says, tasmat, therefore na arhaha vayam, vayam arhaha hantum. Tasmat, therefore, we, arhaha means we are not qualified to, it is not proper. Na arhaha. Vayam means it is not right for us. Hantum, to kill. Dhritarashtran, the sons of Dhritarashtran, accusative plural. It is not right for us to kill Dhritarashtran, the sons of Dhritarashtran, Swabandhavan, who are our family. Our own family. Swabandhavan, they're our own swa. Bandhavan, relatives, accusative plural, like Raman. Therefore, it's not appropriate, it's not right, it's adharmic. You know, it's not fitting for us to kill the Dhritarashtrans, who are our own family. Swajanam hi katam hatwa. Because how, katam, having killed hatwa, indefinable past participle, how hatwa, having killed swajanam, our own people, how, having killed our own people, sukhinaha syama, how can we be happy? How could we be happy? Sukhinaha, accusative plural, sukhinaha syama, how could we be happy having killed our own people? Hey Madhava. Madhava means the one who slew the Madhu. So, he's still creating his argument. It's not right. There's no dharma in killing your own family and killing your own people. And if we kill our own people, in our own family, how on earth could we have any happiness after that? Right. So where's the pola? There's no karma pola. And how could that not be papa? To kill our own family, how could that not be papa? Right. And even in this world, how could we gain any happiness for that? And he says, yajyapyete na pasyanti, yajyapyete na pasyanti, lobo pahata chetasaha, lobo pahata chetasaha, kulakshyakritam dosham, kulakshyakritam dosham, mitradukbrohe chapatakam. This continues. Katanaknyemasmabihi, papad asman nivartitum, kulakshayakritam dosham, prapashyadbhirjanaratana. So some yadi, api, yadi, api, ete, na, pasyanti, lobha, upahata, chetasaha, kula, kshaya, kritam, dosham, mitradrohe, chapapakam. Katam, na nyayam asmabhihi papat asmat nivartitum kula kshaya kritam dosham prapashyad bihi janardana. Yajyapi means even though. Yadi api, even though, ete, these people, or they, you can just say, these are they, na pashyanti, even though they do not see, ete na pashyanti, just, you know, pashyanti, first, third person plural present tense, even though, ete na pashyanti, even though they don't see, right, who, lobha upahata chetasaha, even though they're talking about Duryodhana, the Dhritarashtras, they don't see. Who are they? The one whose minds are covered by greed, overwhelmed by greed. Lobha is greed. And also, lobha can be greed or to have a strong desire for something. But often lobha, in its extreme, is translated as greed. So their minds are upahata, have been taken away, have been overwhelmed by greed. Lobha upahata chetasaha. A nominative plural, okay, from chetas. Okay. So even though they don't see, they're the one whose minds are overwhelmed, have been overtaken by lobha, by greed. Kulakshaya kritam dosham, what don't they see? They don't see the dosha, the error or the defect. The dosha that is kulakshaya kritim, caused or brought about by kulakshaya, the destruction of the family of the kula. Kshaya means destruction. Kulakshaya kritim, that which is done or caused by destroying the destruction of the family. The dosha, the error or the defect, which is brought about by the destruction of the family. And mitradrohe patakam. Patakam means sin. And the sin of mitradroha, this is locative singular. Mitradroha, droha is betrayal of friends. Mitradroha. You know, just in the tradition, in the guru-sisha relationship, one great papa that sometimes is told, is what they call guru droha. You should, have you heard that? You should never, never, ever do any type of guru droha to your teacher. It means it's a betrayal or a gossiping against or speaking badly of or doing some type of droha, some type of betrayal. So here, I've heard it's guru droha before, just because being in the tradition for so long. So it was interesting for me, and I said, oh, mitradroha. Mitradrohe chapatakam. that sin, that patika, which, you know, is in reference to. So look at the use of the locative here. The patika concerning the sin that concerns itself with the betraying friends, right? So here it says, even though they don't see, that because they don't see the dosha brought about by destroying a family, the kula, they don't see that dosha, and they don't see the sin of betraying their friends. They don't see that because their minds are overwhelmed with greed, right? Their minds have been taken away from greed, by greed.
Mitra's
friend. He says, but then he goes on and says, katam nagnyayam. That's their situation. Their mind is overwhelmed and has been just devoured by greed. He said, but how nagnyayam asmabihi? How is it not to be known by us? How is that not to be understood by us? Right? Nyayam is to be understood. Nagnyayam. How katam? How nagnyayam? Is this not to be understood asma bihi, by us? Papat asma nivartitum. How is it not understood to withdraw, to pull away from asmat papat, from this sin? So how is it not understood by us? The idea is how is it that we don't understand to pull away nivartitum, to withdraw from such a papa, from this papa, by us who are, look at the whole last line, kulam kshaya kritam dosham prapashad bihi. You see that bihi there? Instrumental plural. Asma bihi in the top line. Asma bihi. By us who are seeing, prapashad bihi, present participle. By us who see clearly. By us who are seeing clearly the dosha, the defect, which is brought about by the destruction of the kula. Kula kshaya kritam dosham prapashad bihi. You know, it says like this, you know, they are overwhelmed and eaten away by greed. They're not seeing clearly. They're crazy. They're basically crazy. You know, because their minds have been robbed by greed, and so they don't see this, but we do see it, right? And since we see it, we're very aware of the defect of destroying, what that means to destroy the kula. And if we're aware of that, how is it that we wouldn't understand, you know, not to do this, not, you know, to not engage, to not pull away from this papa? So then he says, so he's presenting, he's quite a good argument. So he says, kulakshye pranashanti, kulakshye pranashanti, kuladharma sanatanaha, kuladharma sanatanaha, dharme nashte kulam kritsnam, dharme nashte kulam kritsnam, adharmo bibhavatyuta, adharmo bibhavacita kulakshaye pranashyanti kula dharmaha sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam kritsnam adharmaha abhibhavati uta. So he's going on making his argument. He says kulakshaye, locative singular compound, when there's destruction of the kula, kulakshaye, when there's destruction of the kula, pranashyanti kula dharmaha sanatanaha, nominative plurals, the dharmas of the kula, sanatanaha, which are eternal, beginningless, right? The ancient dharmas, beginningless dharmas of the kula, of the family, they are pranashyanti, they are destroyed. If you destroy the kula, then the kula dharmas will be destroyed, which are beginningless, ancient. Dharme nashte. When the dharma is destroyed, absolute locative, dharme nashte. When the dharma is destroyed, kulam kritsnam. The entire kula, kulam, kritsnam means entire. So when Dharma Nashte, when the Dharma is destroyed, Kulam Krishnam, the entire Kulam, Adharmaha Abhibhavati, Adharma Abhibhavati overwhelms Kulam Krishnam, accusative singular, Kulam Krishnam, Adharmaha nominative singular, Adharmaha Abhibhavati, Adharma overwhelms the entire Kulam, the whole Kulam. So the Abhibhavati means to overwhelm, okay? Third person singular.
This is Abhibhavati.
Abhibhavati Uta. And Uta, it does has different meanings, but often when Uta is at the end of a statement, it gives emphasis. It also gives the sense of doubt, because now, and like a question, because now Krishna, Arjuna is explaining all this to Krishna, and he says, you can take it either as emphasis or as a slight question, like you would say like this. And when the whole Dharma, when the Dharma is destroyed, wouldn't it be naturally follow that that a Dharma would overwhelm when the Dharma is destroyed? Wouldn't it naturally follow that a Dharma would overwhelm the entire Kula? You know, so it's emphasis and also giving almost a question there. Okay. Everybody see it?
But there's nothing that is interrogative or so, right?
No. And you can give that sense of Arjuna asked, kind of telling it to Krishna, saying, wouldn't that be true? Or you can also just take it, especially when it's at the end of a statement, as just emphasis. Like Ava. You know, Ava also has kind of different meanings. You can take it either way. Okay, so Adharma Bipavat Krishna Pradushyanti Kulashtiyaha Pradushyanti Kulashtiyaha Shreshu Dushta Suvarshneya Shreshu Dushta Suvarshneya Jayate Varuna Sankaraha Jayate Varuna Sankaraha. Hey Krishna. So the Adharma Abhibhavat Krishna Pradushyanti Kulashriyaha Strishu Dushtasu Varshneya Jayate Varuna Sankaraha. Hey Krishna, Adharma Abhibhavat, ablative singular, Ramat. Okay. From the overpowering of Adharma, Adharma Abhibhavat, from the overpowering of Adharma, Pradushyanti Kulastriyaha, Anamata plural of Stri. The women of the Kula, Kula Striyaha, the women of the Kula, Pradushyanti, are corrupted. Because of the overpowering of Adharma, hey Krishna, the women of the Kula become corrupt. Strishu Dushtasu, absolute locative. When the women are corrupted, Bill, do you know what absolute locative is? Okay. Because we don't. Some of you don't know yet. Strishu Dushtasu. When the women are corrupted, hey Varishneya. Varishneya means the one who belongs to the Vrishni clan, right? Kula. And so he's saying, Arjuna, hey Krishna, you yourself belong to a Kula, you know. You're part of the Vrishni Kula. And so it's kind of interesting that you're born into the Vrishni Kula. You're a part of a Kula. So you being a part of a Kula, can you see how this would be so? Because of the overpowering of Adharma, the women of the Kula, they will be corrupted. And when the women are corrupted, hey Varshneya, hey Krishna, Jayate Varna Sankaraha. Sankaraha means confusion of varnas, the confusion of the society. Swamiji defines it like that. But also,
Varna means the castes. So it also means that, as a, just a technical term, Varna Sankaraha, it means intermarrying. You know, instead of people marrying within their caste according to the tradition, you know, they will stay within their caste, or they will marry higher. They will, like a, they will marry a woman of a higher caste, that they never marry down. They'll always marry up. There's certain, I don't remember all of the rules, but there's very, there's rules for how to maintain the dharmas, the social dharmas, and the dharmas of the whole caste system. And so if everybody's being killed off, and over, and a dharma overpowers the whole society, you know, then, and the women start not following the because of that, the women stop following the dharma, then there will be intermarrying of the castes. Once there's intermarrying of all of the castes, then the entire social structure will break down. So that's the idea. He says, then Varna Sankaraha will begin, will be born. Jayate means to be born. That'll take place. Jayate means to be born, to happen, to take place. So you can just say, Swamiji says it in a general way, confusion of the society. Confusion in the society will take place, which is what it will amount to. Because if all of a sudden the whole structure of the society breaks down, then all of the duties and expectations and the very structure of the society will fall apart. So then he says, Sankaro Narakayaiva, Sankaro Narakayaiva, Kulagnanan, Kulagnanan, Kulasyacha, Kulagnanam kulasyacha patanti pitaro hyesham, patanti pitaro hyesham, luptapindo kakriyaha, sorry, it's luptapido, luptapido, luptapido kakriyaha, luptapido kakriyaha, shankaraha narakaya eva, Kulagnanam kulasyacha patanti pitaraha hyesham lupta pinda udaka priyaha. He says this intermarrying, or this confusion, you know. So let's do it like Swamiji does, but I want you to understand that other part of it too. This sankaraha, This confusion, Narakaya, will Narakaya eva. Notice, if you take the first line here, Sankaraha Narakaya eva. Narakaya is in the dative. Eva is indeed, okay? Naraka means hell. The more the Hindu version of hell is like our hell, except that it's not permanent. Just like Swargaloka is not permanent, or none of the lokas that a person experiences as the results of their karma are permanent. So Naraka, there's an exhaustion of the karmas in Naraka, and then a person is reborn again in another, in this loka.
But you get fried there, right?
I don't know exactly what their story, but it's painful. Not pleasant, okay. So Shankaraha Narakaya Eva. What I wanted to say here, then you say Kulak Nanam. Nanam means, in genitive plural, for those who are the destroyers of the kula, kulasyacha, and of the kula. You see that? So you've got the genitive plural, kulagnanam, for the destroyers. Na, it comes from hun, to kill. So gnanam, for those who are killers or destroyers of the kula, and kulasyacha, and of the kula. Narakaha, shankaraha, narakaya eva. That confusion leads to hell, right? When you've got that nominative with a dative, you'll translate it. In English, you might say, if you were trying to be kind of rigid, that confusion is for hell. That confusion is for the sake of hell. What that means in Sanskrit, that confusion, that sankara, that leads to hell alone, okay? So sankaraha narakaya eva. So that's a construction that I'm just teaching you now. Sankaraha Narakaya Eva. That confusion will lead to hell. both for the ones who have destroyed the Kula as well as for the Kula. Okay. Then he says, and not only that, Patanti Pitaraha. Pitaraha means here the ancestors. Nominative plural. Patanti Pitaraha. The ancestors, they will fall also. He Esham Lupta Pinda Udaka Kriyaha. The Pindodaka Kriyaha are the rites that are done using the Pinda as a ball of rice and Udaka means water. So the rituals that are done with the ball of rice and the water, the rituals that are done for the ancestors, you know, for three generations of ancestors, rituals are done after the death of the ancestors and on a regular basis, that are done in order to neutralize the papas of all of the ancestors so that they can move on and get better births. So now say, all of the dharmas are broken. You know, the rituals are gone, the caste system is destroyed, all of the duties and the rituals and the dharmas that each person is expected to be doing, all of those are destroyed. If all of those are destroyed, then the ancestors themselves will fall, because for them, they're the Pidodaka Kriyas, Luptaha, have been deprived for them, Esham. For them, the Lupta means fallen off or removed. So Lupta Pindodaka Kriyaha, those rituals have been deprived for them. There's been the deprivation of those rituals. And so all those ancestors also, for three generations back, will also fall because nobody's neutralizing their papa karmas. Do you see it?
What is Pinda?
Pinda means a ball of rice. So it really means a ball. Pinda, and then Udaka means water. And
so how does it come show up in this translation here?
The Pindodaka Kriya?
Yeah.
The Pindodaka Kriya is a phrase that for those funeral rites that are being done on a regular basis for the ancestors. So that's what it's called, Pindodaka Kriya. And it's called Pindodaka. Udaka means water. Pinda is the ball of rice. Kriya is the ritual. So the ritual involving the Pinda and the Udaka. Mm-hmm. But the Pindodaka Kriya is a technical term for those funeral rites. And Lupta means being deprived. Lupta means of not being done. Mm-hmm. Okay? And Esham is in the genitive plural for them. So for those ancestors, right? Pindodaka Kriya aren't being done. So because of that, they fall. Okay. Doshaya retaya kulak jnanam. Doshaya retaya kulak jnanam. Varnasankara karakaihi. Utsadjante jati dharmaha. Utsadjante jati dharmaha. Kulatarmas cha shashvataha. Doshaihi etaihi kula knanam varna sankara karakaihi utsajyante jati dharmaha kula dharmaha cha shashvataha. By these doshas, doshaihi, etaihi, like ramaihi, instrumental plural, by these defects, kulaknanam, of those killers of those destroyers of the kula, okay, defects, wrong actions, that's better. Dosha really means like a defect or a dark blot. Okay, so by these doshas, by these wrong actions, of the kula gnanams, of those who are destroying the kula, varna sankara karakaihi, which lead to the confusion of the castes, or the intermarrying of the castes, or the confusion of the society, the varna. Varna sankara karakaihi. So by these wrong actions, then, what are the wrong actions? This defines the wrong actions, instrumental plural again, which bring about karaka, The sankara, the confusion, or the intermarrying of the varnas of the caste. So these wrong actions, whose wrong actions? The wrong actions of the destroyers of the kula, which bring about the sankara, the confusion of the varna of the castes. Utsajyante jati dharmaha, the jati dharmas are destroyed. Utsajyante jati dharmaha, and the kula dharmahas, they are destroyed, both of which are shashwataha. So jati dharmaha and kula dharmaha, shashwataha, both are destroyed. Shashwataha means ancient. The jati dharmas and the kula dharmas, both of these are destroyed.
Argument.
Let's stop here because these jati dharmas and kula dharmas, actually I'm too tired and I want to spend some time on them. So we'll do that next. We'll talk about those next week. And there's a lot of different dharmas and different types of dharma, so I don't want to just skip over that. It's already 8:30. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.